Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Christmas Eve. So, I did say I was going to do a show, so I apologize. But again, some of my recent shows, you know, I play some of my tunes, so that is that. So I decided to do it. Remember my past show I did? I have a book called Alone on the Holidays, How to Deal with It. I'm going to be fine, you know, because I'm going to be alone on the holidays, so that is unfortunate, but I'm going to be okay. And I say for those who are alone on holidays, and there are places and people to call. This topic is going to be prejudgment, you know, and I'm not Latino, I'm African-American. Stay away from evil people and dream killers. I do have a book, you know, because I said I was going to promote my books. Lulu.com, it's also, you can buy some of my books on Barnes & Noble, or it's called Haters Cannot Stop Me. I also got books about my really horrific experiences, you know, where I had haters judge me, prejudge me, you know, because I guess I come across as clumsy, or, you know, perhaps they can see my stomach or whatever where I'm walking. You know, I try to walk normal, act normal, but sometimes my stomach show accidentally, or see my back of my behind or something. I'm being graphic, honest, you know, and they make prejudgments about me. But that's not intentional, you know. I cover my clothes or cover my stomach. I try to act normal. When I say normal, I act very stable. But people they perceive me as clumsy, or they perceive me as a pushover or somebody that they can, you know, target. And that's the thing about me. You know, I'm very high functioning, and the perception that they have of me when they look at me is not exactly what they're looking at. So that's why we have to be careful when we're dealing with strangers. You know, I dealt with strangers or people who make preconceived notions about me by looking at me, but by not knowing me on the inside. It's about the inside. That's why when I talked about the issues when someone targeted me just because they looked at me and they did not know me, that in itself is not, that's a sign of someone very unstable. We don't go and harass strangers. So, you know, but at the same time with the put downs, because I was put down for being the way I walk when I was a kid, to the what I wear, my clothes, I have to ignore it. You know, I have to ignore it. I have to accept, you know, love myself. Sometimes it's hard, you know, because I'm trying to, with certain people, not these people, not evil people, you know, I'm trying to appease and be around them, but then again, I have to be myself. If I'm in the access van or something like that, you know, like, that's the perception that people think, oh, he must be extremely disabled or whatever. That's not necessarily true. Or whatever. We don't go by what people look like or wear. We have to get to know them personally, but people go by what somebody look like. And I have these people who perceive me as being too clumsy or something. I have to ignore them because they're too out of touch, they're superficial, and they lack the intelligence and awareness to know basic common sense. But then, on the other side of the coin, I attract the sociopath, the criminal, who look at me as some Passover. And that is not a good thing, because I would never let nobody get, you know, nobody's going to, you know, going to step on me. But I act very nice, very courteous. I wear glasses, so that's how it is. But when I wear glasses, people perceive me as an intellectual. That is true, but the thing is, not everybody who wears glasses are intellectual. We can't go by judgment. I mean, what's by what somebody wear. So we have to be careful about, you know, people in this society, because as I learned, the answer to all of this is to love thyself. And that's an ongoing process. And to know that the grass is not greener on the other side. You know, it really isn't. As I get older, I realize it's not what you think it is. So I have to accept myself for who I am and not listen to evil people. I had somebody outside say that they took my dreams away. I had, you know, this Latino man or white man said they made money off my black people. Said they made money off my songs. And they told people that I was Latino. As I said before, I am African American. I'm darker skinned. I am not Latino. But there were people online who tried to portray me as Latino, tried to put me, say I'm an actor when I'm a singer, or say that I'm not qualified to write it or I didn't own it, which was not true, or I am African American. I'm in control of my music. I copyrighted all my songs. So if you hear about my songs, it's been copyrighted and been published. So I had people who said they took my dreams away by making money for my music, and include people in my building. You know, that is not right. That's evil to try to take my dreams away. But I'm going to get to this, to the bottom question. What I said about when people make prejudgments about me, and in the negative tone, I stay away from them. Those are not people who are the type to be around. Stay away from criminals and stay away from idiots. You know, I had to stay away from racist people. I stay away from people. People who lack common sense on how to deal with people in this society. Like one person says, stay with your own kind. That is racist. It's racist, period. Love does not see color, does not see skin color, does not see lifestyle. It sees it's on the inside. That's why I'm glad they have the Respect for Marriage Act. It's just as important as the Civil Rights Act in the 1960s. People are equal, you know? So people who are gay can be married legally under federal law, the law of the land. And people who are interracial marriage, a black person can marry a white person, and it is perfectly fine. Skin color has nothing to do with love or anything. We can't go by skin color. However, like me or anybody, if you prefer to be with someone of a different skin color, then go for it. We have our preferences. Preferences, there's nothing wrong with having preferences. I have my preferences. But the truth is, love does not see color. We are all equal. If people prefer to be around their own race, fine. But they should not try to stop someone from being of a different race or religion or so on. That is wrong. That's morally, ethically wrong. Love does not see color. Love does not see lifestyle. It sees on the inside. So if you're gay, you're straight, you're black, you're white, you're Jewish, if you're Christian, they are all the same. That includes any type of discrimination, anti-Semitism, homophobia, sexism, gender identity, yes, any type of discrimination. That's why we have those anti-hate laws. It is no excuse. So we can't, because you're black, doesn't mean you have to be a black man, does not have to be with a black woman or another black man. You can be with a white man. You can be with whoever, or vice versa. If you're white, you shouldn't. It's the choice to be with whoever you want. Just because you're white doesn't mean you have to be a white man. Doesn't have to be with a white woman. I know this sounds controversial, but it really isn't. What I'm trying to say is we are all equal. Love does not see color. You can marry whoever you want, and it is perfectly fine, universally. Ethically, morally, we don't, you know, if you prefer to be around whoever you want, what makes you feel comfortable on a personal level, then go for it. But the truth is, universally, we're all the same. Gay marriage is great. Interracial marriage is great. If you want to marry someone the same color, fine. Yeah, that's their personal preference. But if someone else want to marry someone of the same race, that's fine too. We are all the same. We shouldn't be no discrimination. But it is discrimination. It is prejudice. I stay away from those people. And those people come around, I don't want those people around me. Just like I don't want no criminal. Again, I was prejudged to be someone who is a pushover, which I'm not. They should stay away. Don't look at me on the outside. I was perceived to be, prejudged to be laughed at, ridiculed, because they thought I was clumsy, or they see my clothes, or what I wear. They should not. I stay away from those people. Those people are idiots. They're ignorant. It is, you know, painful. You know, when I was younger, I used to be made fun of all the time. I don't want to hang out with none of those people because those people are ignorant and they're evil. So, but I wanted to also let you know, I am African-American. I'm Dove Knight is African-American, not Latino. Okay, that's all. And I stay away from evil people. When someone say they took away my dream and they make money from it, they committed a felony. If you're going to fool somebody in the industry thinking that you're Dove Knight, they're going to find out that you don't own anything. You don't have access to my BMI account. You don't have access to my CDs. You don't have access to anything. They're going to know who Dove Knight is. So you cannot fool anybody. Dove Knight, you know, is a black man. Okay. If I was, whether I'm white, black, or brown, it doesn't matter. As I said, we're all equal. But I'm just telling you what I am. And I'm going to say it again. Don't let no haters take away your dreams. I got a book. I want to promote a book called Haters Cannot Stop Me. You should read it. It's about dealing with haters and dream killers. It's on Lulu.com. You can probably get it in Barnes & Noble or some other. So I'm promoting my books, Haters Cannot Stop Me. Don't let a dream killer take away your dreams. That's what the harassment I went through the last many years recently, for a long time, is Peter. They wanted to take away my dream. They want to take away my music. They want to take advantage of me. They want to stop me from being an attorney. They want to stop me from, that is the underlying motive, one underlying motive. I stay away from them permanently. The other answer is to that, they are good and bad people of all races, color, creeds, unfortunately. Well, there's good people like you and me. You're going to find that there's good and there's people in this society. It doesn't matter what race or religion or sex. It doesn't matter what, how, you know, what, you know, economically on every level, rich, poor, et cetera. They're going to be, unfortunately, bad people in every sector of the society. While most people in this society are good, there's unfortunately a few bad apples in every sector. We have to stay away. Unfortunately, from my experience, I came across people, you know, being in the music business, trying to make a business, people who really are evil. Or it could be a next-door neighbor. It could be somebody who simply got some agenda. Their illness, their narcissist. You stay away. Haters, stay away from me. And I had to stay away from those haters. They want to destroy me because I simply have a dream. So I stay away. Also, I stay away from idiots and ignorant people. People from my hometown or people from that I go, they prejudge me by looking at me on the outside, what I wear, my jogging pants, my clothes, while I was in that van or who, you know, whether I'm in a regular car or exercise van, they have this preconceived notion that I something wrong with me or some disease. That is such a bad, you know, that's such a bad perception. They're going by something that may or may not have to do with my reality or theirs. To really understand what a person is, you have to get to know them and find out who they are on the inside, not the outside. Because we can be fooled by people. And I ain't going to be fooled. You can't take no one for granted. We can't. So I leave it there. Go for your dreams. Go for your dreams. I had to go for my dreams. Do the best I can to make my dreams come true. Go for it. Do the best we can. One life to live, you know? As I said, the underlying motive is of all this is to make the best out of it, to be happy, and to do something that I really like to do. It's taken a long, long time. I've been doing music for a very long time. I didn't see my dream come true. I didn't make no money. I didn't get signed by anybody. Unfortunately, that is the truth. And I'm still doing it. But I had to do other things because if I don't see my musical dream come true as a business person, I have to go to school. I have to. Or start some other business, work, try to find a job. And that's getting more harder for the American dream for me. It's been very hard. So I'm doing the best I can. But the underlying thing is I only have one life to live because sooner or later, I'm going to leave this planet naturally. So when I leave it naturally, I'm going to be gone forever. I'm not coming back to the planet once I die. So this short life, how long it is, I could live 100 years or 90 years or hopefully as long as possible. I have to do what I need to do to enhance it, to do what I need to do. And one of the things to enhance my life is to make those dreams come true. Unfortunately, in this lifetime, there are situations that we don't want to deal with. But they're only temporary. I look at them as like tests. So the tests I deal with is people making fun of me, putting me down, saying they took my dreams away all the time, harassment, trying to tear me down. I even have people who perceive me as being too way out and crazy or not well mentally, and that's not true. All I can say is, if some people think I'm crazy, I don't care what they think. If some people think I'm ugly, that is not true. Something wrong with them, not me. You know, it's the truth. You know, I'm tired of hearing about all those negativity, you know. So read my book, please. Consider reading it. It's at lulus.com shop. Death Night Haters Cannot Stop Me. And again, as some people think, I got an illness, then that ignorant and the truth will set me free. And some people think I'm out of touch with reality. They are the ones who are out of touch. That is not me. And it's the truth, you know. Something wrong with the haters. Haters love to tear down aspiring people. I will tell you the truth. I had bad karma, bad hardships that I'm still recovering from. But I ain't going to let it get in my way for my dreams, and I ain't going to let it get in my way to do what I need to do to better myself, and I ain't going to let it get in my way to be nice to other people. But I can't be a fool either. So that is the truth. And you have to look at what's going on in this society around us today and look at you to tell you the truth of how you should act and what you shouldn't act. When you see all these people who are seemingly stable or whatever, everyday life people, going to supermarkets, going to all churches and shoot up or schools, you realize that we have to be careful who we deal with. Or stores or Walmarts or whatever. Because these people, there are a lot of people with mental health illnesses who have not gotten their health treated. And, you know, we have to be careful. We have to, you know, that's why I say it's better to be alone than to be with somebody who's going to make you unhappy. You know? And we have to stand on our own 2 feet to be, and one of it's self-love. Self-love is so important in this society. You look at how people are and realize look at our elected officials. Look at people like Donald John Trump. I mean, look at who they elected. So you look at these situations, and I'm not trying to put them down, but, You look at the honesty, dishonesty, or whatever, and realize what is truly that the grass is not necessarily green on the other side. So we have to be at their accept ourselves and try to enhance our side with grass on our side and just look at that. We can't prejudge me. I can't prejudge you. We may look out, but there could be a reason for something that you see. We have to go. We can't go and judge me by what you see. You have to go and judge whether you know me. If you hear or see something online or whatever, there's a reason for it, but it may not be the reason that you perceive it to be, unless you know all the answers. And again, and some people think I can't make it in the music industry. All I can say is they are haters who are trying to stop me, and I can't let that happen. So please, read my book, lulu.com, shop, Dumb Night Haters Cannot Stop Me. And remember, if there are some haters out there who are trying to stop you and me, don't let them stop you. I can't let them stop me. Continue to go for your dreams. And that's it. Good day, good night from Dumb Night.